I asked staff to come up with a condition 16 that says the applicant shall revise the north berm planting plan, the natural resource protection plan proposed conditions north, and the associated grading plans to reflect any shortening or removal, but not relocation, of the berm proposed north of West Rawson Avenue that is jointly agreed upon between the city, the adjacent property owners, and the applicant for the Department of City Development review and approval prior to issuance of building permit adjacent to the berm.
Okay, so that allows for the flexibility, but what does that do for the NRPP mitigation plan? Then they have to readjust that plan as well if they don't plant on that for mitigation.
We already have a condition that they have to do additional mitigation, but it has no specifics. I would push then that some of that extra woodlands on the berm be relocated to another portion on the site. But again, the condition that currently is proposed in that standards and findings document doesn't have any specifics. So again, I just want to be clear. I would be proposing additional woodland mitigation for anything that's lost because the berm is smaller. But there's nothing that says it has to be a one-for-one ratio or something like that. So if the council felt strongly enough that they did want something like a one-for-one, every tree that would be not planted because the berm is smaller, if you wanted one-for-one, you'll have to add that as another condition.
You know, I was at the Plan Commission. I was in the back of the room. During the Plan Commission, you had things up on a screen. That might be important here as well. So, again, everyone has the ability to try to understand this. So I'm okay with that change in the wording for the berm. I just like to know which way it's going to go. So that pretty much takes care of that big pile of papers. The next one, I'd like to jump from the woodland issue because I will be coming back to the woodland issue, but I'd like to address the wetland issues first. Reading through the wetland report from the private consultant, this big document here, which was done by a very skilled and educated person who worked for Sewer Pack as well, which I have a high respect for. They said some of the best resources were W1 and W8, and then the woodland in the Pack, which is the primary environmental corridor. And had suggested these other reports about endangered species and that, so they have complied with that. But I was wondering, since W1 and W8 seem to be the better quality ones, why are they doing the mitigation around W13? Is it just because placement and road and that one's right up at the front?
It's my understanding, yes.
Okay. Kind of what I thought. So I guess because of the loss of that particular woodland, and if you... Everybody who got this report can look at it. You can see some of the higher quality of this versus the one they're going to be trying to work with. They're working with a pretty degraded wetland and trying to bring it back, and we're kind of losing a sedge meadow type ephemeral in some sections. So, in addition to that, in their report. They say the earlier versions had greater resource impacts. So by making some of these changes, it looks like they've tried to bring those impacts down. They had a fair amount of wetlands that were considered exempt by the DNR, a lot of roadside ditches. So although the impact sounds higher on some instances, there's a lot of exemptions to that. The large amount of natural resource, when you talk about like 23 acres or whatever it is, a lot of that's setbacks, which is not the actual resource itself, and it's not even the wetland. That is an area that we as Franklin added on that the DNR doesn't require for the most part. So we're talking, this is an area that you can grade in, you can plant Kentucky bluegrass in, you can make it as part of the lawn. In the past, the city has even made it a part of people's yards, although we're trying to get away from that. So the wetland impacts sound a lot larger because the city of Franklin includes a 30-foot undisturbed natural buffer and a 20-foot building setback, which also are required to be mitigated under our ordinance. So they have attempted to do their wetland mitigation, but they themselves say that they weren't able to, let's see, which one is that in? They weren't able to mitigate all the areas. That would be in their report by JSD professionals. And it says the recommendation ratio is 1.5 times the impact. This would require 2.03 acres. We are unable to replace all of the wetlands, but we are preserving and enhancing 0.55 acres of wetlands south of Rawson and creating an additional 0.75 acres, expanding the boundaries of wetland 13. Under the circumstances of the wetlands that are on the cap, which aren't desirable, which would cause even more leaking and things that are undesirable, I'm less concerned about the wetland impacts. I would like to see a higher mitigation. But I think the mitigation that could be done on this site that could benefit the community and the watershed more are with the woodland impacts. So, Mr. Wheeler, are you able to put up the woodland area?
No.
You don't have that?
No.
Well, I have it.
Yeah, if you only want a paper copy, I do have a paper copy.
Well, yeah.
But she's not on mic. And we can't see it, but that's right.
I'll just stand right over there. Okay. So the impact right here, show the audience as well. There you go. Okay. This red line is the primary environmental corridor identified by sewer PAC. The stormwater basin is all within that. The green dashed lines are the woodland. So the proposal is nearly 5 acres of mature woodland to come down. I'd ask our engineering department to talk to our forester about going out there and looking at that. I highlighted all the large-sized trees and their tree mitigation. There were some pretty good species out there. There are a lot of, there are dead and dying. I didn't highlight anything that wasn't a good species, so I was highlighting black cherry, red oak, bur oak, and maple as the significant species. And there were quite a few of those that were impacted. And the city engineer was, I guess they talked with the forester about possibly moving and reshaping this for that. So if that could be done, I don't know if they can reshape that to eliminate some of the impacts. But to me, out of all the things, this is the Root River. This is the buffer to the Root River. Right now, everything is sheet draining off of this site and going in there. So this stormwater basin actually adds an extra collection basis for what's running off of the site. And that in itself is a good thing. The location, not as good. Given the wetland impacts and the tree absorption that this is causing, I think we should try to compensate a little bit more for this woodland area. And I do have a suggestion because I got a lot of phone calls on this. One of my suggestions that they could do with this is to work with Weir Nature Center. They're the ones that have to keep track of the different species and habitat going through that area. So Mr. Deedle had suggested that more mitigation be done, and also more mitigation would have to be done if they didn't do the berm. I understand the mitigation on the berm. It's to help the residents, and they are very limited on site for mitigation. It makes sense. Residents might not want it. And I do agree with more mitigation that could come out of based on this primary environmental corridor. So with that, if the berm isn't done, I'd like to see the mitigation that doesn't occur on the berm and the extra mitigation that staff is suggesting work with the Ware Nature Center on something that they feel will benefit the Whitnall Park area and the Ware Nature Center area.
So let me ask a question of you, Mr. Deedle, or Mr. Morgan. So let's say that the neighbors get together with the developer. I'm assuming, Mr. Mayor, you'll be involved. And they decide, no berm. And there is all the mitigation that's currently on the berm. My way of thinking, take it like, you know, the old tablecloth with the china on it. You go, and everything just settles down. Is that, in fact, a reality, or is that wishful thinking?
It would be hard to tell if the same amount of plantings could be placed there. If they, on that berm, it's not so much. I think they would be close to the same amount of landscaping if they got rid of the berm. The problem being that I would argue, I mean, again, I'm agreeing to jointly agree with the neighbors and stuff like that, but I will still continue to point out, you remove the berm and the landscaping remains. It's a combination of shrubs, small trees, and trees. So the shrubs and small trees won't block as well as the berm,
right,
plus the shrubs and trees. So yes, I think the majority of that landscaping north of Rawson would probably still be accommodated in that same space. There could be some loss. I don't know for sure. I'd have to see a revised plan because they are putting it pretty thick already. But I would still want to point out the mitigation for the woodlands is part of the reason for that landscaping. The other part is to act as good of a buffer between those two uses as we can get. If at the end of the day they don't want that buffer of the berm, they'd rather have just the landscaping, I'll work with them.
Well, I'm confused on a little bit of a section here on page 264 in the council packet. It talks about proposed mitigation for the natural resources. And toward the bottom, it says, if you count the number of trees and shrubs by minimum number of plants required per acre, we have actually provided the equivalent of 29 acres of mitigated woodland, even after the buffer yard requirement. If they're creating 29 acres of mitigated woodland, are we going to have a conservation easement that shows 29 acres?
Yes, we will have a conservation easement. It's one of the recommendations as well in this approval is some of their numbers and the way they calculated it don't make sense to me either. Mm-hmm. So they would have to fix those numbers as well. But the bottom line is yes. All these areas, the berm was always going to be a landscape easement anyways. Now it's going to be a landscape / conservation easement. So yes, all the natural resources that remain plus all the mitigation areas that they would establish will all be in a conservation easement.
We would be better off, and the residents would probably be better off, if you put the berm up and planted pine trees that will be full all year round and did the mitigation in an area that maybe the rest of the area toward the back is okay, but did more of the woodland mitigation in conjunction with Ware Nature Center. Because I think everyone would benefit greater than having that berm or landscape buffer yard, which is required anyway. I mean, it just seems like we're trying to do two things in an area where one thing is required already, and so we're going to put two things there to just try to make it more dense. I remember when Target went in, and the people over there, they wanted pine trees along. They got them, So I'm just not thrilled about taking out a primary environmental corridor of 5 acres that has some pretty significant species and giving back the community a berm as a conservation easement. It just, to me, there's just not enough balance there for me to really like that.
And we do have a condition that says that if any landscaping does have to be removed from the berm, that it would be moved closer to the Root River. I don't have a problem if we have less diversity on the berm and they focus a little bit more closer to the Root River. I would argue that we don't want a monotypical culture on top of the berm either, though. So some variety of native species, but it may not need to be as diverse as what they're proposing now.
What's our council ability to see the final landscape plan and approvals?
That would have to be added as a condition right now. The only way that council would see it is if I and the applicant could not reach an agreement, then it comes back to the council.
Well, I think we should probably see that. And I feel pretty strongly about working with the neighboring nature center. I mean, they have volunteer groups. Maybe, you know, you've got a 5-year mitigation in there. Maybe they can work out something that the volunteers are looking at, the health of the trees. So somebody's got to go out there and do that all the time. You know, and if they're out there doing buckthorn removal and whatever on a volunteer basis anyway, they can report back about what's dead and dying, and that would work to the benefit of the developer rather than having him pay consultants. And they would, Nature Center would get, you know, maybe money for planting or trees and let them, you know, maybe it's just a financial thing like Autumn Leaves did, where they give the organization the money and say, here, you do this where you think you need it. And that's been proved beneficial for a lot of projects.
It's a big enough change. I would probably like to hear from the applicant as well. So if the council does think about something along those lines, I would suggest wording that motion that we also get the input from the applicant.
Well, usually the applicants are like, what, pay a fee and be done with it, not have to think about it for the next 5 years? Sign me up. That's usually how it goes, because, you know, otherwise they're constantly monitoring and replacing dead trees, and they have to water, and, you know, where, you know, funding could go to a really great organization that already knows how to manage the property. It makes sense.
Okay.
What would be that language then?
Well, frankly, I think the language from staff provides flexibility enough to move this forward. Do you agree?
With the caveat that if there's something along with these ideas that the applicant doesn't like, so like, for instance, if the applicant doesn't want to work with Ware, I don't think that would accomplish Alderwoman Wilhelm's portion of this. I think the moving of the landscaping from the berm closer to the Root River is covered with the current recommendations, but working with Ware is not. So something would have to be added if the council agrees with that part.
My concern, frankly, is if we're doing something with Ware, it's not helping the neighbors. So that would be my overall concern.
Well, I think we're still leaving the berm. We're still asking it be landscaped, but then we're asking for mitigation.
But you've got an assumption that we're leaving the berm. That's a conversation that's got to be had with the neighbors.
Correct. But if it does, whether it stays or goes, there still would be some landscaping.
Some landscaping.
There.
Right.
Hopefully
and
most
And I would
of
think
it.
The more the better, actually, for the benefit of the neighbors.
But
personal opinion.
But
and what do
you,
I know?
You're missing the point where Mr. Deedle said he's recommending more mitigation. So regardless of all of that, planning staff still says, and when I look at a primary environmental core going, I would say more mitigation would be appropriate, even if it's, you know, plants for wetland restoration, with they're short on wetland. But I was suggesting more woodland because that's what's going to affect the nature center area more.
Well, but I understand. Well, yeah. I got that. But, again, I would prefer whatever happens in terms of mitigation, more trees, more landscape, more wetland mitigation. I prefer that it happens on site so that the city and the neighbors get the benefit.
They don't have enough room on site. That's why they can't accomplish
and
it
my
all.
Suggestion is, let's let those guys work it out, is what I'm saying.
Well, I would like some flexibility for them to be able to do that.
And I think okay. The alderman of the district, the alderman mayor.
This did go to the Environmental
and
Commission.
And the Environmental Commission.
And it had several recommendations from the Environmental Commission. Would those still be maintained, if there's any flexibility given in the berm or not the berm, correct?
Their conditions were pretty generic. They did have one related to the berm that the city worked out with the applicant, the right. details of the berm mitigation.
Okay. How about if we add in there consideration that the developer work with the adjoining property owner,
which we have.
Which would be both, where an interest are included, for the additional staff suggested mitigation.
Consideration is flexible.
Are you writing this down?
Yes.
Because I'm not. Only because I'm not. Okay. Anybody else? So let me read some of these so we can get... Okay, the motion would be adopt the standards, findings, and decisions of the City of Franklin Common Council upon application of Ballpark Commons, LLC, for special exception to a certain natural resource provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance with the addition of the language as follows and then amended. The applicant shall revise the North Berm Planting Plan, the Natural Resource Protection Plan, proposed conditions north, and the associated grading plans to reflect any shortening or removal, but not relocation of the berm proposed north of West Boston Avenue that is jointly agreed upon between the city, the adjacent property owners, including Weir Nature Center.
Okay.
And the applicant for the Department of City Development review and approval prior to issuance of building permits for adjacent property, building permits adjacent to the proposed berm, and
consideration by the developer, consideration of the developer to work with the adjacent property owners to implement. You got that one already? To implement additional.
I read what you wrote.
No, and this would be the Alderwoman okay. Wilhelm added condition.
And additionally.
Okay. And additional mitigation as recommended by staff.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion?
Yes. We're not, council's not going to see the final mitigation plan? No, that would have to be added.
That would have to be added if you guys want to see it.
I'll amend my motion.
All right, I'm seeing some nods. Okay. With the council, with the council reviewing the mitigation plan. Okay, everybody clear? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Only a couple left. Move on to G6, an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance Text Amendment 15-50205 for off-street loading requirements. Specifically, you read it in front of you, it's to allow turning movements on dead-end streets in limited industrial parks.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We did G7. Move on to G8. We did G7.
Yep.
Let's, before we do that, let's do H1 licenses. Alderman Wilhelm. Thank you. Thank you, Dana.
Inspection report, Pantheon, Wisconsin, recommend proof of 1 hour training per person with further reinspection resulting in no priority or priority health violations or priority foundation violations. Alley Cats LLC, reinspection required. Shauna Cullis, approve with a letter. Katie Brzez. Zowski, approve. Stefan Gatomski, approve. Aaron Lambert, approve. Lauren Ornelas, approve. Haley Dixon, approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Third. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item I-1, vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an end date of January 4th, 2018, the amount of $3,422,037.83. And payroll dated December 22nd, 2017, the amount of $372,331.60 in payments and various payroll deductions in the amount of $395,333.50 plus city matching payments, and payroll dated January 5th, 2018, in the amount of $385,188.99 in payments, various payroll deductions in the amount of $232,058.55 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated January 19th, estimated at $406,000 in payments to various payroll deductions, estimated at $413,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds and payments with an ending date of January 4th in the amount of $50,714,980.94. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Liberto.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, especially in that $50 million. Five ayes, no noes, one absent. Is there a motion to enter? We're going to move G to 8. Is there a motion to enter closed session with regards to a labor agreement implementation subject matter pursuant to Wisconsin Stats 1985-1?
So moved.
C, second. Consider the employment or compensation data of public employee over which the Common Council has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. Wisconsin Stats 1985-1F, to consider financial, medical, or personal history data, which, if discussed in public, would likely to have substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referred to, and Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub G, for the purpose of conferring with legal counsel for the governing body who is rendering written advice concerning a strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation which it is likely to become involved, and Wisconsin Stat 19.85 1E, for the competitive and bargaining reasons, for the purpose of deliberating, negotiating, or conducting other specified public business in relation to labor agreement implementation subject matter, and a re-enter open session in the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as deemed appropriate. It's been moved and seconded. Roll call, Mr. Liberta.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. We are in closed session. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Are there firefighters coming in?
I told them probably about the we're in open
session. Mr. Liberta.
Staff would recommend a motion to authorize the Director of Administration to apply Article 14, Section 2B to Roger Beaver's 4065 Duty Disability Retiree Insurance, and to inform the union and Mr. Beaver's that of this determination while preserving the city's rights for future application of Article 14, Section 2B.
So move.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.